I have a 30 caliber bolt action 700 with a handheld tactical scope.
You're bluffing.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh my God, you shot him.
Phone Booth stars Colin Farrell as a slick New Yorker forced to confront the lies of his life when he's trapped in a Manhattan telephone booth by an unseen sniper played by Kiefer Sutherland. Like most of his movie roles, Farrell adopts an American accent, but the Irish-born actor says it comes naturally.
I grew up in American television. TJ Hooker, Chips, A-Team, you name it, I grew up watching that. So I have American sounds in my ear all the time. Americans trying to do an Irish accent, you grew up with, you're not stealing me lucky charms. It's impossible. I have American sounds in my head forever. But it's another part of the gig, and it's good fun, and it's another, also it's another angle into the character.
Phone Booth rings up a fifth place finish. A cluster of new entries starts with Hong Kong-style martial arts action starring Chow Yun-Fat as the Bulletproof Monk.
It is not about anger. It's about peace. It's not about power. It's about grace. It's not about knowing your enemy. It's all about knowing yourself.
Sean William Scott, who plays Stifler in the American Pie movies, gets into shape as the battling monk's protege.
The challenge with a movie like this is, like, you've already seen, you know, Matrix and other movies where you really clearly see the actor doing the stunts. And I just was worried about making sure that we had the opportunity to do that. And I felt like if I had the time to train, that I'd be able to maybe pull it off. And to work with Young Fat. I mean, I was always so manic, you know, I was like, I gotta do every stunt, I gotta do everything, and he was always like, hey, just relax, have fun, it's a movie. And I was like, yeah, but you did about 80 of them, you're the action god, you don't have to worry about this, you know what you're doing, but it was fun.
It also features Jamie King as Scott's fighting female counterpart, and Bulletproof Monk debuts at number 4. Next, Malibu's Most Wanted, an outrageous comedy with Jamie Kennedy as the son of a wealthy white politician from the exclusive Southern California enclave who embarrasses his dad by adopting the black street culture of hip-hop.
There's white kids that I would know that were like this. I was also like this, a white kid, grew up in the suburbs, didn't have any little street cred, you know, listened to rap music, adopted that type of attitude, but you know, never lived in the hood. And then in terms of my dialogue and different things, I was all different rappers. I would take their dialogue and try to, you know, steal it and make it my own.
So, Bradley.
It's my slave name, all right?
Yes. Okay, B-Rad.
What's up?
What are your goals, B-Rad?
To be the biggest rapper there ever was. I can rap about anything. Shrink, shrink, blinkety blink. Try to make me think.
Malibu's Most Wanted opens up at number 3. The most successful of the week's new entries is Holes, based on the popular young people's novel, adapted for the screen by its author, Lewis Sacker. It's about kids sent to a detention camp in the desert where they dig lots of holes.
You're to dig one hole each day, 5 foot deep, 5 foot in diameter. You're building character.
John Voight plays the quirky and crotchety guard in charge of the youthful work crew.
The film has a lot of nice things to say to young people. And when I read the book, I was so delighted with the book, and I could imagine then why everybody was so affected, young people were so affected by the book.
It also features Sigourney Weaver and Patricia Arquette, and Holes digs in at number 2, but the comedy Anger Management rages on in first place. Adam Sandler's temper gets him in trouble and puts him in the care of unorthodox therapist Jack Nicholson.
You're suffering from TAS.
TAS?
Toxic Anger Syndrome.
I don't have TAS.
He's angry. It's a sickness, not a crime.
Fans of both stars continue to turn out, and for the second week in a row, Anger Management remains the most popular movie at North American theaters. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.